If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is oh so simple, and we like simple. Rocket can. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. Consider yourselves lucky. It's Tuesday, November 8th. I'm going to get you closer to Wednesday. I'm going to get you closer to the hump. Everybody likes a hump. I'm going to get you closer to getting over it. A lot of things have taken place today. A lot of things have taken place since I was last here with you last night. A big shout out and thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening all over North America. That's when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen on your local affiliate, of which we have many, hundreds upon hundreds all across North America. You can always tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can always tune in there as well. All you have to do, ask that fancy computer to play CBS Sports Radio. A few things, many of things that we're going to discuss over the next 4 hours. Georgia is back at number one in the college football playoff rankings. Ain't no surprise there. They wiped out Tennessee. Tennessee is outside of the top four. Georgia number one, Ohio State 2, Michigan at 3. TCU jumping into the fourth spot. Between Ohio State and Michigan, one of the two will probably eliminate each other. We'll talk about it. Kyrie Irving actually had a sit down today with the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver. We'll discuss that. The Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones is doing Jerry Jones things. Jerry Jones, I'm not even going to try to do a Jerry Jones voice. He just sounds terrible when he speaks. But he's saying things like, yeah, having Odell Beckham Jr. as a Cowboy would be nice. Would it? Would it be worth it? Is it a good idea for Odell Beckham Jr. to mosey on down to the Metroplex and play in Dallas? We'll talk about it. Josh Allen dealing with an elbow injury. New York Giants safety decided to get on an ATV on his off week. What a bad idea it is. Now he got a busted hand. The Lakers are busted, and there are rumors that Anthony Davis might be on his way out. Anthony Davis is typically busted himself, but right now he's healthy. Good for him. One of his teammates, former teammates, Dwight Howard, is going to the other side of the world to play basketball. Dwight Howard is going to Taiwan. Okay. And then me, I'm not in Taiwan. I am so happy. I am so thrilled to be broadcasting to you live, not only from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, but kind of take the studio wherever I go all over the country. I'm in Rochester, New York. It's a beautiful place. It's cold. It's like 35 degrees, but I'm on Lake Ontario. What else is it supposed to feel like? I love it. We got a lot to do, a lot to discuss before we do anything. Dave Shepard, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, JR. I would give you 1,000 guesses. You would never guess who I bumped into in an elevator today.
Who did you bump into? So are we going to go through a process of elimination? Let's, like, you got to give me a hint.
Okay. I want you to think greatest late night talk show host of his or her respective generation.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. It wasn't Jay Leno, was it?
I said greatest of his or her generation.
Oh, I'm blank, man. I don't know. I'll never guess. I don't know.
A lot of people will associate this person with Jay Leno.
Kevin?
No, not Kevin Eubanks.
Kevin was the black guy who played
the music. Yeah.
Kevin. Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin
I don't
was
know.
Great. And then they bumped him for Ricky Ricardo, I think.
Not our Ricky Ricardo, right?
No, not our Ricky Ricardo. Another Ricky.
There's a, by the way, America's like, Ricky Ricardo? No, not Ricky Ricardo from I Love Lucy.
Right, right.
We have a Ricky Ricardo who works in New York City in Philadelphia, and he does an amazing job with both the New York Yankees and I believe the Philadelphia Eagles. So not Ricky Ricardo, but keep going. I'm not going to know who this is. Keep going.
Okay. Well, do you want another hint or do you want me to tell you?
Give me another hint.
Okay. He's an individual that has a highly successful podcast.
There's only one person I know who has a highly successful podcast. It's Joe Rogan.
So that's a good one, but
he ain't no talk show host.
This individual doesn't find himself in as hot water as Joe Rogan does. He doesn't have as many long-standing interviews as Joe Rogan does.
He doesn't say dumb stuff.
Yeah, one could say. Okay. One could put that two and two together.
So wait a minute. This is a talk show host who was successful on the late night.
Extremely.
Who now has a successful podcast.
Extremely successful podcast.
Is this a woman?
No, it's not a woman.
I don't know. Who is it?
I'll give you one more hint.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Not going to guess.
This individual was a writer for The Simpsons. And when he started out, a lot of people kind of like... Your first topic.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
Yes.
He's not South African, is he?
No, not Trevor Noah. That's a good guess, though.
It's like he didn't write for The Simpsons.
That's a really good guess. Okay, this individual.
He was just in Georgia.
All right. That's right. Now think redheads, but not Ralph Mouth or Carrot Top. Think another very.
You ran into Conan O'Brien.
Bingo.
Wow.
Bingo.
He has a podcast.
He's got a very successful podcast. Conan Needs a Friend.
What was Conan doing?
So I was at another location, obviously, in the entertainment field, JR, I don't have to tell you what it's like to be a New Yorker. You are constantly on the go. You know, sometimes you're borderline rude. I don't mean to be, but I'm in a rush and I'm moving places. And so I didn't even think twice about people getting out of the elevator because it was a certain time where I didn't think anyone would be on the elevator. So I just walked right in. I happen to bump into him because he doesn't actually leave the elevator. You know, etiquette, you're supposed to let the other person go first, right? I didn't do that. So I bumped into him. Conan stopped and he said, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I was blown away. I was blown away with
because
how gracious he was.
Because he said sorry?
Well, because he was like, because it was my fault. It was 100% my fault. And the most striking thing about all of that, JR,
yeah.
And you know how these individuals work that have such a high profile. Conan O'Brien was by himself. He's very tall, by the way.
Yeah, I know, very tall. I was gonna say he's about 6'5", 6', right?
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah, he's tall.
He's up there. I mean, the Lakers might want to give him a call, given the way things are going. But I was just blown away by how nice he was, and he gave me a smile. And he just said, I'm so sorry, because I didn't want to make it seem like I knew who he was and make him feel uncomfortable. So I was just pretending like I didn't. So I was like, Conan, I'm so sorry. I didn't say his name, Conan. I was like, I'm so sorry, sir. And he's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Have a good day. I was just really blown away by just how
nice.
Cool he was. Yeah.
Why didn't you book him for our show?
I'm sorry. Dang.
It's okay. I wouldn't want to talk to him anyway. It's
okay,
right.
So I didn't do bad.
Nah,
there,
listen,
then.
I haven't seen Conan O'Brien in I don't know. What is he doing? I don't know.
No, so he does a very popular podcast. But JR, okay, but sure. I don't think many people with the platform, the cachet, the following that he has would be so gracious to someone bumping into them.
Right.
I am blown away by Conan O'Brien.
Wow. I wish I had a fun story to share. You know who I ran into today?
Not Jay Leno.
I didn't run into anybody today.
Oh, got you. Well, you're in Rochester. There's actually space there.
There was a guy on the plane who I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be delayed on the plane. The guy wanted to vomit. This guy in front, I've never been on a plane where someone has gotten sick, like, really?
Right, right.
And we're sitting on the plane, and, you know, I'm leaving New York City, and I'm going up to Rochester. It's a tiny plane, not a long flight. And we're on the, what do you call it? We just get off the jetway. And
you're on the tarmac?
Yeah, we're on the tarmac. We're getting ready to pull out and then hit the runway to leave. And so we're waiting there for like 10 minutes. And it's like the minute that they close the door and the pilot is slowly beginning to back out, there's like a guy, you know, 2-3 rows in front of me. I hear some of the deepest, you know, kind of throw up noises, like this is coming from his toes. It's like,
wow.
It's deep. And I'm trying to take a nap and I'm saying to myself, uh-oh, you're going to tell me they're going to delay this plane for 2 hours because this guy now he needs to throw up, and now the flight attendant or she comes down and now she's talking to him and who he's with and is he going to be okay? And now she has to go talk to the pilot in the front. I'm watching her walk to the front and I'm like, oh, I'm screwed here.
Oh, my God.
I'm cooked. Yeah. And then ultimately we left and this guy, he literally walks by and he's vomiting into a garbage bag. And I'm like, I don't care as long as we're in the air. He could vomit and pass out in there for all I care.
Has he never been on a plane before? Like, what was the reason?
I don't, you know, certain things you just don't ask.
I gotcha.
The whole time I'm sitting there on a plane saying, hey, do I tell this story on the radio later?
Right.
Hey, I did. And then I'm saying, how much of a jerk am I to say that this man is, you know, he's throwing up? Like,
no,
I don't want to be insensitive.
No.
People get. What is it? Motion, flight sickness?
Yeah, motion sickness, absolutely.
Sure.
They get nauseous. No, JR. When you are at an airline, when you are in, when you are at the security gate, when you are in security getting to get your bags checked, take your belt off and shoes, etc., all human emotions just go out the window.
Oh.
You are transfixed on a plethora of stress. Anybody that has flown in the last 3 years can attest to that.
I haven't been stressed. I feel at ease on the plane.
You don't get stressed when you have to travel, especially in an airline?
It's like getting on a bus at this point. I just want to get on the plane. I want to take a nap. I want to get up in whatever city I'm going to be in, and I'm going to keep on rolling.
So you're not incredibly frustrated with the unnecessary wait time and the traffic heading in, you know, traffic on the highways and the interstates getting to an airport, and then the traffic you got to walk in and wait in when it comes to just getting security, and you can't even bring a water bottle on a plane.
It's a moment of quiet and solace.
Okay.
That's it.
Got it.
That's it. On the way to the airport, sitting there trying to do some work, getting on the plane. I actually have a chance to do work quietly. No interruptions, no calls, I get emails and all of that. Not at the same frequency, obviously. So I enjoy it. But today, out of my many years of travel, it was the first time that I had to go. This man better stop with the vomit over here. He better chill out. He had 25 minutes. He was sitting at the gate across from me with his wife, his girlfriend, or whatever, his mom. I don't know who she was. He had 25 minutes to get whatever he needed to get out. And then he wanted to wait until we got on the plane, until the plane was getting ready to back up, before he now wanted to sound like he sounded like he was possessed. These were some worrying sounds and noises.
Oh, God.
And I felt like a jerk because I'm like, here we go. I got a perfect flight. I'm going to perfectly land on time. I'm going to have time to sit down and work and do the show and do everything I need to do. And this guy's going to screw me up by 2 hours. I'm going to have to call Shep. And then I'm like, this guy's going to screw it up. But wherever he's at, I hope he's fine. It's all that matters. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be broadcasting at this time, especially from Rochester, without any delays. Tomorrow, I look forward to being at the University of Rochester. The Media for the Movement tour continues on as we discuss how to utilize sports to improve people's health and their well-being and to promote inclusivity. So it's going to be a fun time, and I'll be broadcasting from Rochester for the next couple of days. So it will be an absolutely amazing time. You know, last night we discussed this, and there's nothing amazing about it because it's pretty hilarious. And you know what, Shep? Maybe the guy who was on the plane in front of me, maybe he decided to have sausage. You know, never in my life did I believe that we would sit here live on air and listen to an NFL owner discuss, hey, I'm good at being an owner, but I don't know how to make sausage. Well,
I don't know how to make sausage.
Well, thank you, Jim Irsay.
I don't know what goes into sausage.
This was his explanation for hiring Jeff Saturday.
I don't know how to make sausage. I don't know what goes into sausage. But I do know how to build a football team because I've been around for 52 years. From all the people from Paul Brown to Don Shula to sitting with Ted Marchibroda and understanding what you do during a week for preparation, I understand that. And I understand that he's fully capable of doing this.
Are you sure? Is he sure? He hired his friend to run the football team. And sure, his friend played for the football team. He trusts his friend because he's paying him or was already paying him to be a consultant. And now he's paying him to run the team? Well, not only did Jeff Saturday select, or was he selected to run the football team, they have the, like, assistant quarterbacks coach who's now going to call the plays. This guy is 30 years old. This guy doesn't necessarily even have experience. Jeff Saturday, he named Parks Frazier as the offensive play caller on Sunday against the Raiders. And knowing the Raiders, they'll get out to like a 20-point lead and then they'll blow it to a guy named Parks Frazier. And so the Indianapolis Colts are absolutely hilarious right now in the NFL. Jim Irsay, not only did he tell you about sausage, he actually said he is happy that his new head coach, Jeff Saturday, has zero coaching experience in the NFL.
I'm glad he doesn't have any NFL experience. I'm glad he hasn't learned the fear that's in this league. That's because it's tough for all our coaches. They're afraid. They go to analytics, and it gets difficult. I mean, he doesn't have all that. He doesn't have that fear, and there was no other candidate. We were fortunate that he was available, and he has tons of experience. But I do know how to build a football team.
He sounds like a supervillain. I like Jim Irsay. I like him. He sounds like he's plotting for world domination. All he needs is a bald cat to sit in his lap while he does this press conference. Jim Irsay, the bad guy. He continued on as well, and he tried to explain why he is confident that Jeff Saturday, who's never coached a college game or an NFL game in his life, is actually qualified for the gig. Listen. Oh, play it again.
I'm glad he doesn't have any NFL experience. I'm glad he hasn't learned the fear that's in this league. That's because it's tough for all our coaches. They're afraid. They go to analytics, and it gets difficult. I mean, he doesn't have all that. He doesn't have that fear, and there was no other candidate. We were fortunate that he was available, and he has tons of experience.
I like how he's banging on a table for emphasis. That's a bad guy. That's a supervillain. And so here comes Jeff Saturday, his nice friend. There hasn't been a human being who's ever said a negative word about Jeff Saturday. He probably has Peyton Manning on speed dial. Peyton Manning is probably going to be the real head coach here of the Indianapolis Colts. And so Jeff Saturday, he knows, hey, I didn't even expect to have this job. And I'm sure people are going to look at me and go, the hell you take it for?
Listen, if you think I was surprised, I'm going to get asked, I haven't been a coach, you know, I wouldn't. That'd be silly, right? So I knew going in what the expectation was going to be, the questions that were going to be asked, and I feel fully capable, excited about the opportunity.
Let me save everybody some time here. If you want to watch Indianapolis Colts football for the next several weeks until the end of the year, go ahead and knock yourself out. You can watch Sam Ellinger, you know, swing interceptions. You can watch Jonathan Taylor be busted up and hurt. They ain't playing for nothing. This is just, let's get through the rest of the year. And if I can add Jeff Saturday into the future, then I will. But there's nothing to see here. Will Levis, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, figure it out who the next QB is going to be. Indianapolis Colts, the way their luck is going, they won't even have an opportunity to select or draft either one of those guys. The Indianapolis Colts need a new offensive line. We could have said that when they had Andrew Luck, and they still need one. The Indianapolis Colts need a new quarterback, and not one who played for another team and that he's at the end of the wire. That's Carson Wentz. That's Phillip Rivers. That's Matt Ryan. They need a young quarterback. And until they have an offensive line, until they have a quarterback, they can have Jeff Saturday coach. They could have Phil Monday coach. Jimmy Tuesday, Benny Wednesday, Tricky Thursday, and Frankie Friday. It's not going to matter. This season, the Indianapolis Colts are cooked. If you want to watch a comedy show and not have to spend a lot of money, if you want to watch a comedy show and not have to pay a two-drink minimum, if you want to watch a comedy show and not have to worry about the comedian getting slapped in the face on stage because of a poor joke, turn on the Indianapolis Colts. The supervillain, Jim Irsay, he got you covered. He may not know how to make sausage, but he says, because my daddy gave me the team, I know how to run one. Enjoy the Colts, folks.
But I do know how to build a football team.
I don't trust him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're just getting started. I'm here in Rochester, New York. When we come back, phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler, 855-212-4CBS. And then I want to tell you about a head coach or two that might also be on the chopping block. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
I don't know what goes into sausage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A big shout out to my main man Ben here in Rochester. Making sure everything sounds good, looks good, feels good. Shout outs to my main man Mike Danger as well for the hospitality. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you. Ben is a good dude. Anyway, you're a good dude, too. You're not like the Indianapolis Colts owner. You're not like Jim Irsay. You don't hire your best friend off the street. You don't bang on the table during your press conference. You don't sound like a supervillain when you speak. You don't reference sausage during your press conference.
I don't know how to make sausage.
You're a good fellow.
I don't know what goes into sausage.
But he knows how to run a football team.
But I do know how to build a football team.
Does that sound like an honest person? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I tried to save everybody some time before we went to break as to what you can expect from the Indianapolis Colts, and that's nothing. You might as well wait for the draft. See if the Colts are so damn bad that they can actually snag one of the top three quarterbacks. And then maybe even find an offensive line to protect said quarterback. There's a reason why Andrew Luck decided to leave. Not only does he have one of these Ivy League educations that I'd have to, you know, fake. Hey, Shep, have you ever, like, printed out a degree on a computer?
I haven't. Not particularly.
I could do that, right? Can I do that?
Yeah, you like if I you wanted want, to JR.
If I wanted to say I went to Stanford, I can like print up a template, right?
Let me tell you something. 5 years from now, don't be surprised if an honorary degree has your name on it.
I don't need honorary. I can go to Google Documents and print myself up a degree.
Yeah, but no, you don't do anything the easy way, though.
Well, yeah, well, that would be very easy. Listen, my point is, I may print myself up a degree to Stanford just like Andrew Luck. He was smart enough to leave the Indianapolis Colts, and he was smart enough to say, the offensive line is letting me get my ass whooped. It's time to leave. And now here we are. What? That was 2019 season, 2020 season, 2021 season, 2020. We're 4 seasons later, and Quentin Nelson is the badass on the line, and everybody else around him on the edges are just like crap. Terrible situation. Ask Matt Ryan. The Colts?
Who?
The guy, he needs to retire, but
the
he's
guy
not.
Who made the ultimately the game-winning three the other day? Is that Matt Ryan?
Oh, the Lakers Matt Ryan?
Yeah, that's the Matt Ryan that anyone's talking about these days, unfortunately.
The Matt Ryan that thought he was going from Atlanta to a great offensive line and a running back, and now he's on the bench. That Matt Ryan. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Wayne is here from New Mexico. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think you need to mark your calendar. Was it a 10:29 Eastern Time, November 8th? Because I think you're going to eat your words. Because I think Jeff Saturday is going to do well, especially within a couple of years. And I think for some people who expect like exclusivity and letting people have the opportunity, I think the 49ers had some female coaches who probably never even played in the league and probably never even coached before and did pretty well. And I think Jimmy Johnson was Jerry Jones' buddy, and I think they did pretty well too. So I think hiring your friends is not always a bad thing as well. So I do think Jeff Saturday has the mentality and the mindset and the coaching style. I mean, Peyton Manning had some, him and Jeff Saturday had some arguments as well as far as how to run things, because I think they're very strong-minded individuals. So I can see him doing very well within this league, and I definitely can see you eating your words in the next couple of years for sure.
What words am I going to eat?
That they suck, they're horrible, that they're not, that him hiring his friend was a bad choice, that why would Jeff Saturday do well?
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that?
Okay. I said everything that you said except for the last part. You said that.
Fair enough.
Oh, it is fair. So, but knowing that I said those first 3 or 4 things and they happen to be accurate right now, what words am I going to eat? I'm still waiting on that part.
I think when you said that he doesn't know what he's doing by hiring his friend, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm ad-libbing somewhat, but not verbatim. But I'm pretty sure you said that. So I think that might be something that you would probably look at later and say, I think that might be a good idea.
It could work out. I don't necessarily go that far in thinking that it's outside of the realm of possibility. But the reality is, this is a team that does suck. They are trash. They are garbage. They have no offensive line. They have no quarterback. And Jeff Saturday's supposed to walk in here at this point of the season with a 30-year-old offensive coordinator who's also never called to play and have success on the back end. Do you think the odds are high that he will succeed or low?
I think they're. I give them like 60% chance they'll do well. I mean, sometimes the technique. I think he's a good offensive lineman that can help certain strategies and schemes to help with blocking. And they were actually a top defense last year too.
So the defense is not a problem right now. The offense is where they're absolutely trash. They're absolutely garbage. If you want to think about their current defense, they're ranked 13th. They only give up about 20 points per game. If you want to think about their offense, they have the worst offense in the NFL, scoring only 15 points per game. When Matt Ryan was in the game, Matt Ryan was just like Santa Claus. Here's a football for you, more like Oprah. Here's a ball for you. Everybody got one. And so we can think about the strategies that Jeff Saturday will look to implement. What's not going to change is the talent. He doesn't have a time machine. He's not stepping onto the field with himself and Peyton Manning. He has to work with who he got. There's not a damn thing that's going to change this season for the Colts. They got to wait for the offseason. And so if they do have success, the Colts are going to have glimmers of it. They're going to have a good game. And people are going, oh, my God, Jeff Saturday's great. They may have a great end of the season. They might. But they're still going to stink. They're still going to be hoping for a draft pick. They almost got no hope. Rick is here from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, first-time caller, long-time listener, so thanks for allowing me to be on the show. I just wanted to comment on the conversation you just had with Irsay. I agree with you. I think it's an idiotic move, but also a genius move at the same time, only because it's almost going to be a discreet way of indirectly tanking. And what you said earlier, trying to get in position to get one of the top three quarterbacks, which they have not had in years.
Yeah, you got a quarterback or you don't. And right now the Colts don't. They were lucky, fortunate, whatever you want to call it, to go from Peyton Manning over to Andrew Luck. And then after that, they had to go through Jacoby Brissett and Phillip Rivers. And granted, they had success with Phillip Rivers, but he was old and he wanted to go home to his 25 kids. And now they got Matt Ryan, and then they tried Wentz, and Frank Reich wanted to bring in him from Philly because he worked with him there. So the luck is over, man. It's done. Appreciate you, Rick, for calling from Florida. Ryan calling from Alabama. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, you would happen to be live, Ryan.
Sorry about that. Thanks for taking my call. I was just going to say, just from hearing from what I've heard from you, he sounds like an idiot, and I hope someone will at least he figures out he's an idiot, or someone tells him, and he hires someone that knows what they're doing and tries to get the team back together and later on try to win more games.
Okay. I don't know if I want to be a name caller. That's not nice. Call him an idiot. I called him a supervillain. I don't know if I want to call Jim Irsay an idiot. He inherited his dad's business. That's smart, right? You're a billionaire, daddy, right? Not going to call him an idiot. Sounds like a supervillain. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. And I don't know, speaking of idiots, I'm not going to go that far because I'm not one for name calling most times. There's a head coach who plays, or coaches, I should say, out in the desert. You can put him whatever category you want to. Talking about the Raiders coach, we're going to talk about that guy on the other side. Call him what you might.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, this will be fun. You wanted to talk about Jim Irsay as the owner of the Indianapolis Colts? We already know we got a crazy owner in the NFL, and there's not room for two. I'm going to tell you what Jerry Jones said recently, that you can put in the Jerry Jones box, or you can put it on the list of crazy things that Jerry Jones says. But let's finish this up. We talked about Irsay and his hiring of Jeff Saturday. Just a nice tanking job to conclude the season. There's a massive tank. Well, it's not a tanking job. It wasn't supposed to be a tanking job, and I'm talking about Las Vegas. Josh McDaniels getting another head coaching job and opportunity, and apparently, again, he is not ready for prime time. The Las Vegas Raiders added Davante Adams. They already had Derek Carr, Darren Waller, my main man Renfro. Shout-outs to Mac Hollins. Mac, he was just on the show with us a couple of months ago. He's having an excellent season. But they stink. The Raiders can't hold on to a lead to save their life. the defense is one of the worst. I feel like every Raiders game, they go up like 20 points, 17 points, and then they choke things away. A matter of fact, the Raiders have lost three times when leading by 17 points. That is an embarrassment. And how many times do we see or need to see Josh McDaniels go out there as a head coach just to stink to join up? He was the Broncos head coach. Terrible. Now he has another shot or an opportunity? This is what Josh McDaniels had to say about the hell his team is learning.
There's a lot of reasons why you don't win, you know, when you don't win. There's a lot of reasons you do win when you do win. And it's never one thing. It's never that simple. You know, and I think it's really ultimately the result of a bunch of guys doing a lot of things well under pressure, you know, and we've had instances where we've done that. We have instances every game where we do that, you know, and what we're learning is that it's, you know, there's a competitive stamina element of this where, you know, we have to do it, you know, longer, you know, we have to do it longer. And I think some of these games that we've been in and been right there at the end and haven't pulled out, it's like I said, it's a hard pill to swallow, but you know, we're gonna have to learn from it, you know, and still have a lot of football left to play, and that's what we're gonna need to do to try to win them.
Man, that was so uninspiring. Hey, Shep, does that man talk to his players like that? Is that what he says to Davante Adams after the game?
But I do know how to build a football team.
Maybe it's a match made in heaven. Maybe Jim Irsay. Maybe Jim Irsay and Josh McDaniels need to get together and make a stupid quote book. Maybe that's what they need to do. That was pitiful. Maybe that's why Davante Adams wanted to shove that photographer. He's just frustrated. Adam is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, man, appreciate taking my call. Before I completely call Jim Irsay a buffoon, I want to give him credit because if Dan Snyder ends up selling the Washington Commanders, I'm going to give Jim Irsay a ton of credit for that. You know, I've given him a ton of credit for being the first one to actually say something against that toxicity of an owner, Dan Snyder. Now, Jim Irsay, man, I don't know how to – I feel like he's just got a loser's mentality. And I really saw it come out yesterday when he was talking about the whole, oh, we're in the top quartile of the top quarter of the best winning percentage since 2000. You know, who says that? And imagine if Robert Kraft came out and said that, he would get absolutely ripped for it. Hey, look, the Colts aren't going to be good, like you said, until they get they draft a young quarterback, not getting an old, worn-out quarterback. And until they do that, they're just going to be trash, like every other team doesn't have a quarterback. And, JR, before I hang up, man, I need you to tell me that everything's going to be okay with Josh Allen, man. I've been scrolling through Twitter the last 2 days, constantly refreshing on Adam Schefter's Twitter page. I am so nervous right now, man. I'm hoping that it's a 1 to 2 week thing at max, because if he needs season ending surgery, man, I mean, I'm going to ask myself why God hates the Buffalo Bills, because that'll just be devastating, man. I mean, my goodness, just tell me everything's going to be okay, JR.
Well, I'm not a doctor. I didn't put the UCL in his arm, and all things considered.
Is there a way to ship a UCL out to Buffalo? I'll give him my elbow.
Okay. Here's some added points for you. What does UCL stand for?
You know, I saw it a lot yesterday. Collateral ligament. I know that. Upper collateral ligament or something like that. Ligament.
Ulnar collateral ligament.
Ulnar. You know what? I took anatomy in college. Clearly that's paying off, right?
Oh, well, get your money back. It's not too late. You got to move to America.
In the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Yeah. There it is.
You gotta move to America so you can get your money from college back, okay?
All right, JR. I appreciate you, man.
No
Love
doubt,
the show.
Adam. Thank you for calling from Toronto. And how about this? We're close. I can swim over Lake Ontario and go see him. I might get hypothermia on the way, but we're so close. Sanjay, calling from Corpus Christi. That's not close to me. What's up, Sanjay?
How are you doing, JR?
What's up?
So, is it okay if I go a little off topic here?
I don't know. You got limited time. Go ahead.
So, I just wanted to talk about the NBA. you know, no matter how disappointing these NFL coaches are, the Warriors are 12th in the Western Conference. Yeah. I just feel like that's extremely disappointing.
It is. They're not playing no defense. What do you expect?
And you know, like, I was just looking at something yesterday. The Warriors, true, they have scored so many points per game,
yes,
but they have also let slide, yeah, so many points per game.
Oh, Sanjay,
and last season,
they're going to be okay, bro. They're going to be fine.
I know, but it's just sad, man.
Are you old enough? Well, how old are you?
12.
Oh, okay. Oh, I can't say what I was going to say.
Still They'll convinced, be... JR, he's not 12.
Well, listen, I'm not going to test the waters. I don't need anybody yelling at me about anything. Hey, Sanjay, go have a glass of milk. Everything will be okay in the morning, okay?
All right.
My man, no doubt. Shout out to Sanjay. I was going to tell him to do something that I would do, but he's not old enough to do that.
That is one mature 12-year-old, by the way. It's a compliment to Sanjay.
He can't go with me to places at night. Sean is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, the Warriors will be okay, but I'm not sure about the Lakers and the Nets. And I just want to get my digs in a little bit on the NBA. You know, has an NBA game ever stopped anybody from voting? I just think this is kind of crazy. This is something the NFL would never do. I know that the movie theaters weren't closed tonight. I mean, I respect the NBA and what they're trying to do, but I think they must think people are pretty bad. The voters must be pretty lazy, or I don't know what they think. That not having an NBA game is some kind of, you know, going to help me get down to the voters' office.
You're upset about that?
Well, I mean, I'm just kind of disappointed, and I'm just thinking it's just kind of stupid. I mean, they really think that that's going to
We know what took place. What are you upset about? The fact that there are zero NBA games, or that the NBA is promoting voting? Which one are you upset about?
There's no NBA games.
Okay.
I love promote voting.
You got until June to watch NBA basketball. You got league pass?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's maybe if you got league pass, you could sit down today, like now, and you could watch every single game that they played last night. There were 15 games. Get league pass, and then you won't have a minute without basketball. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We come back. We'll talk about Jerry Jones. Ursay to Jones. Fun combination. Don't move.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.